Shall we begin?
Let's begin now.
You're listening to the Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed.com.
This week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast, and you know the all-time team is behind us, and the Minnesota Lynx are in first. And Maya Moore is just doing what she does best, and that's win. And here she is, Maya Moore. Welcome back to Dishin' and Swishin'. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Well, Maya, let's start right off with the big news. Let's get your take on this trade that brought Sylvia Fowles, yet another Olympian and All-Star, to the Minnesota team that has already been doing so well this year.
Yeah, you know, this has been a pretty active year for us as a organization with, just movement, player movement, and some trade action. So, it's always sad to see teammates, go in the middle of the season, but we definitely are still happy with what we've acquired in Sylvia. Just knowing her personally for so many years, and several of us have played with her, whether that's Simone in college or with USA Basketball. We're excited that she wants to be here, and for the potential that we can see from this team moving forward with her on the floor.
You know, one of the things that'll be interesting to watch from my perspective is, Syl is really the first low post center that you guys have been having. Janelle was high post, Taj before that was high post. Sylvia is a true back to the basket low post basketball player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a great observation as far as just kind of the makeup of your team the last few years and what diversity she's going to add to our arsenal. It's going to be really fun watching her, get layups around the rim. I think there's just so many weapons on this team and so many great passers on this team that she's going to have, I think, a lot of fun just being the recipient of the offensive teammates that she has. So it's really cool to have it. It is a different feel for us even in practice today. We were enjoying having that, like you said, that goal player, someone who's going to get up around the rim. So it's going to be fun.
One of the things that people don't realize also is same thing on the Chicago side with Erica going there. Mm-hmm. You and Elena are two players that just get pounded with the way that you play, the way you guys play, and having that post mm-hmm. in there is certainly going to save a little wear and tear on you.
I'm sure, just one more player for the teams to have to worry about, another physical player. That's going to, drain energy from other defenders, and somebody you have to spend a lot of attention on. But just it frees up other players, and it's going to be easier, hopefully for both of us, having that inside-outside attack.
Now, I do have to thank you because I learned something new this week. I don't think I had ever heard the word obsidian to use to describe a sneaker color before. So congratulations on being the adding on to the Jordan brand of Maya Moore. The Air Jordan 1 GS Mayas are out. And, just in case people don't realize, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo also had their own Air Jordan 1s. And when I saw that sneaker with that little Air Jordan logo on it, I said, now this is arriving.
Yeah, it's been, a long time coming. I think a lot of people in the brand and a lot of people, watching from the outside, whether they are sneakerheads or basketball fans, are just super excited to have another addition to, just the shoe game, just basketball, the culture of basketball with the retros and the ones are just the history behind it. It's just really cool to add this to the line of history. And it really was a historic day, just as far as the shoe release and the All-Star game and, being able to play well enough to get MVP. It was just an awesome start to celebrate this new shoe and, just the detail and the thought that was put into it to represent different aspects of me and the brand, and it's just a really winning shoe. I mean, there's just so much to appreciate about it, but it's simple at the same time. It's simple, it's classic, but it's a really fun shoe.
You know, one of the things that I really like to see is the way, you know, the Jordan brand is really getting behind the women's game and using you properly as a spokesperson. I mean, first to go this spring to have the, you know, the first Jordan Classic girls game, and then to now do this to really further shows how much that they're investing in the product, the
right.
women's basketball product.
Yeah, I mean, they've been putting action behind you know, the action behind the words. It's saying they're wanting to grow, you know, the game of basketball by, you know, investing more in the women's game. And what better way to do that than to start at the girls' level with the high school girls' game and investing in the future. And I know it's just going to move forward. You're going to see more and more support, you know, for the brand and you know, just the investment in you know, it's been on the men's side, but just having the investment on the women's side is only going to grow the game and make it more exciting. And, you know, years down the road, I think there's going to be so much to be proud of. And just to look at this time and the timeline of the history of basketball as a really special and important time that I think is going to catapult just the game globally, whether that's with you know, the fashion side of it and also just the basketball side of it.
You know, there was one thing that about the launch that did disappoint me, though. I was kind of waiting for Betty Lou to break out a pair and take care of some guys on the court.
I know. Hey, don't tell all the secrets. Might come. Yeah, Betty has her pair. She's one of the first people to receive. So you gotta treat the elders with respect. So Betty's happy.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Now, you know, the All-Star game you mentioned was phenomenal. You had, you know, you took over in the end, which we've seen so many times in both college and pro and international games. But, you know, I do have to ask you one question. Now, Tina made a comment. Did you really have competitions about who would get to class first when you left the apartment at the same time?
Repeat that last part. Did Tina say what?
Tina said that, you know, she's seen that look of competitiveness on your face. She said that you used to have competitions to see who would get to class first when you left the apartment at the same time.
I don't remember that, but it's possible. You know, if it's a competition, I'm sure I was involved in it, but I don't know if I was fully awake yet as I was walking to class. I'm not a morning person, but... we do have a lot of good memories from good old stores.
Yeah, well, stores all you could do basically was walk around in stores. There's nothing else.
That's
there.
Right.
I know that well.
I know it.
With
our coat. Yep.
Well, like Gino always said, you go to stores, you go to UConn to play basketball because there's nothing else but there.
Yep. Ball is really good option there.
You know, when we were talking, when I watched Tamika Catchings at her press conferences and all, and I've known her for a long time, the word that always comes to my mind when I think about her is professional. She is just a consummate pro. And when I was watching you in your press conference after you had won MVP, when I was sitting there, the word that just crossed my mind was there was a spiritual contentness that I just see in you. It just seems like you really know are into your place in this world and that you know what's going on.
Wow, well, I appreciate that. That means a lot, you know, because I feel like I definitely am so blessed to have just a sense of that and of my identity, you know, and in God, you know, at this point in my life, and I have so much support and just awesome people in my inner circle that they really keep my eyes on what's really important, you know, in this life. And I feel like I do understand the meaning that is involved in just where I am in this game and in this sports sphere that we have. And I just try to make sure that I'm, you know, enjoying the moment. And helping others to do the same. And just really grateful. I mean, I try to reflect, you know, more times than not on life. And when I do that, a lot of times you really understand how much of a miracle every day is and how fortunate we are to have the opportunity to play this awesome game and to be healthy enough, you know, to be MVP. I mean, there's just so many awesome things to celebrate and appreciate, and it's just been an awesome ride, and I hope it continues, and I appreciate you, you know, noticing that, and you know, hopefully it can continue, and we'll have many more days to celebrate.
And the last thing I just want to ask you about before I let you go is, it was so touching watching that video on ESPN about the way the Lynx organization and you in particular handled Arias Smith.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right?
Uh-huh, Arias.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah. And her goal of wanting to meet you and be a part mm-hmm. of the Lynx organization for that day. I mean, the girl mm-hmm. can ball. You could see that.
She was fun. I really didn't know how her skill level was going to be, even her energy level, just knowing what she was battling. And she came in, and you know, I was like, let's warm up. You know, you saw a little bit in the video, and she knocked down every shot she took for the warm-up. So I was just so impressed with her competitiveness and her love of the game. You know, whenever she could, she was out, you know, driving to the basket, working on her game, and just hearing her talk, she just, you know, she loves the game, and it was really refreshing to see that. And she just reminded me of myself, of just a little, you know, young buck just wanting to hoop. And I just really hope the best for her, and hopefully we can connect again at some point in the season, because she was really inspiring for us over those 2 days she was with us.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be involved in that type of Make-A-Wish program again. It was so clear, the love that you had for it. And, you know, just for my listeners, for one last thing is this. So after winning MVP and spacing all the press and talking to everybody else, while the players are still on the court, you know, I'm standing there, and a photographer friend from Connecticut grabbed you and brought you over because his granddaughter wanted her little ball sign. And you still mm-hmm. made time for this girl with a big smile and talking to her. And it was just so impressive to me.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that moment, you know, thinking there's a million things going on, but, you know, someone went out of their way to try to get my attention for their, you know, it was a granddaughter. And, I just remember being that kid, and I hope I never forget being that kid, that it just changes, you know, changes your life when you can have an interaction with some of your heroes at a young age, and how much of an impact and a platform and an influence that we have as professional athletes, as, you know, as women, you know, for the next generation. So it's just cool to have the opportunity, and I know I'm not going to have this opportunity forever, and those are the things that, you know, might not be seen. Well, apparently you guys saw it, but
well, she was right. It was right in front of me.
You know?
It was right
so,
in front of me, and I will not be forgetting
cool.
that girl's smile for a long time.
Awesome.
So that was great. Well, Maya, thanks for taking time for us this week. Congratulations on the trade. Now let's get Simone back. Lindsay's back, I hear, this week, and
right.
you know, just get everybody ready on the same page for that playoff run.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.